6:16 News Talk ZB. Wherever you live, you could be about to pay a whole lot more for petrol. The government's new 10-year policy plan for transport is proposing a further nationwide increase of 9 to 12 cents per litre over 3 to 4 years. And if you're in Auckland, that's on top of expectations that Auckland Council will introduce about 10 cents a litre in regional fuel taxes to pay for its share of major transport projects. Add that up, you're about 20 cents. Sam Warburton is a research fellow with the New Zealand Initiative, and he's with me now. Sam, what's your reaction to this?
Well, everyone's going to have their own reaction. Asking my view will be one among about 4 million. Mm. It's a big increase. It's 3 cents a litre every year for 3 years. It's a big increase, and it will hurt some people more than others, sure.
Look, can we put this into context? Do you think that it's possible that the National Party were also considering fuel increases?
So the ministers have said that, and that has been publicly reported late last year. Newsroom received a couple of documents from the Ministry of Transport, which showed that the last government was looking at between 10 and 20 cents a litre increase to pay for some of those roads that they were promising on the campaign trail.
Mm. Is this the best way to pay for roading projects, to raise fuel taxes?
In my view, no. There's a lot of different things that road taxes pay for. They pay for public transport, walking and cycling, road safety promotion and roads and a few other bits and pieces. So you've got a lot of different modes in there, and we've got only one way at the moment, really, of raising revenue for that, which is road taxes. And it's a little bit unfair on certain parts of the country. So the road tax will be paid for motorists across the country, and this is for mostly public transport in Auckland and Wellington and some of the other cities. So there'll be people in Waitomo or Southland that won't be getting a big cut of this tax, but they'll be contributing to it. So in my view, we need to be looking at other ways of raising this revenue. Mm. You might say this is justified in the short term, but I think in the next few years, we need to be looking at other ways of raising revenue, whether that's congestion charging or road pricing, which is where people in cities and regions will pay precisely for the roads that they use, even down to sort of the nearest metre.
Sam, is this something you would describe as a regressive tax, which is a tax which pings the people at the lower income levels harder?
It definitely does. So ministers have talked about using this revenue to pay for more public transport to some of the poorer regions within Auckland and Wellington and other urban areas. But there are poorer people across the country, and yeah, if you've got a diesel car, you're paying a flat rate of 6 cents a litre. That's not regressive. A poor person who drives 1 kilometre is paying as much as a rich person. Doesn't matter what car they have, provided it's a diesel car. But when you've got a petrol car, how much tax you pay depends on how much fuel you use, and that depends on how fuel efficient your car is. And poorer people in general have older cars which are less fuel efficient. You don't see poor people buying hybrid vehicles which cost very little to run in terms of petrol, for example.
Mm.
And some of the poorer Māori and Pacific Island families which are bigger have bigger vehicles which also churn through more fuel. And my own analysis, which I've just been doing this past week, shows it's very regressive. So Māori families will pay 14% more in petrol tax than non-Māori families, for
right.
example.
Right. Hardly helping the people who Labor purport to help. And 20 cents, I mean, that seems extreme for an Auckland motorist. What would be more fair, do you think?
Well, yeah, so there are other ways of raising revenue. So the government's looking at these other ways. They're looking at congestion charging. So in Auckland, you've got a lot of congestion. You can put a charge on that, which encourages people to look at other modes or travelling at different times of the day if they've got an employer that's comfortable with them, you know, right to work an hour later instead of during the congested period. And with that revenue, you've then got choices about what to do with it, and you can spend it building roads or providing more public transport or reducing taxes. So you can reduce road taxes and reduce the burden on poor people. So there are other ways. Congestion charging is just one. The government's looking at a few others. I would encourage them to hurry that work up, because it's been on the radar for quite a number of years, even under the old government.
Yeah, Sam, thank you very much for your time. That's Sam Warburton, research fellow with the New Zealand Initiative. We'll talk to